Lac La Biche. As the winter winds howled across the region in recent weeks, dropping temperatures to Arctic conditions, many of the community's homeless have been kept out of the elements, thanks to a temporary housing program organized by local groups. An encampment in the rural Bonesville subdivision, located 5 kilometers south of the hamlet of Lac La Biche, is housing homeless people in the area and has now expanded to include 6 heated and powered cabins with sleeping arrangements equipped for 24 individuals. Since the first cabin was created on the fenced acreage lot 2 months ago, the project has grown to see 15 to 20 people utilizing the cabins on a daily basis, said Jason Eichberg, the vice president of the Métis Nation of Alberta Region 1, a partner on the project. It was a lot of hard work and it has paid off. To see people living out of the elements and safe is exactly what we wanted to accomplish. This is only the beginning for what we hope to do at Bonesville, he said. The project began over the summer between Lac La Biche County officials and the MNA office to facilitate a space to accommodate a growing number of homeless people living around the hamlet. The planning began shortly after a tent city in the community's downtown area was dismantled by municipal authorities. Looking at the area now, it's completely different from when we started months ago. We cleared all the trees, put a fire pit in, made a cooking space and got the sheds up and running with electrical hookups, said Eichberg, showing immense pride in the project he spent months working on while visiting residents consistently. More people need to see the work we have done here. Officials visit the site late last week. St. Albert NDP MLA Marie Renault visited the site after seeing Lakeland This Week articles about the development. It's incredible to see what has been accomplished here. Jason has put in a lot of work, and you can tell, the community and social services critic told Lakeland Today. The MLA's visit coincided with a tour visiting rural homeless populations around the province, evaluating what services are available for vulnerable people. In recent weeks, local elected officials have also visited the site with Eichberg for an update. He says the visits, and positive feedback, are a way to show the community how vital the area is for vulnerable people. This space is working, people come every day to use it and we hope to continue providing accommodations as long as we can, Eichberg said. Future of the site. The project began with $60,000 in annual funding from Lac La Biche County, a dollar lease of municipal land, and some grant funding from the MNA to build the cabins. Additional funds and in-kind services go towards the distribution of firewood, utility costs, waste collection, maintaining 2 porta-potties, and a 3-times-a-day bus connection for the camp users to travel into Lac La Biche. Last December, when supplies to build more cabins were delayed, the county also provided an additional $10,000 cash infusion for temporary tents and supplies. 1-year lease. The agreements included and provided are on a 1-year lease, ending this July. Because the project has already done so much to support vulnerable people, Eichberg hopes the municipality's tax base will continue to support the project. We have created spaces for people who would otherwise be sleeping in unsafe places. When people have been in trouble and needed somewhere to go, they came here. We hope to grow this community and to see the county extend the role that they have played. At the MNA, we are hopeful that the county officials will continue to work with us. Larger issues. While the project is in place, municipal officials continue to negotiate with provincial and federal counterparts about an overarching shelter plan for the communities less fortunate. Funding has been set aside in municipal budgets for a planned municipal complex to offer shelter and services to the area's most vulnerable. Municipal leaders are hoping provincial and federal funding and resources will be part of the continuing discussions on the area's homeless issue.